right now. From Habitat for Humanity, we have Dana Norvall, the executive director, and also Jody Beach joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us in person. It's great.
Yes, it seems like such a long time since we've had a chance to talk to you. It was probably pre-pandemic.
For sure.
Yeah, so why don't we start off just by telling us how it's gone in the last couple of years.
Sure.
There's so many of the nonprofits have, I don't want to say operate under the radar, but have had to adjust some of the things that they do. And has it been business as usual for you?
Or? Well, I would say business as usual in terms that we have still continued to partner with families in need. That, of course, didn't go away during the pandemic. During COVID, like everybody else, we pivoted. That was the famous word during
yes.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2020, we were excited to build houses. We had some land in Faribault, and we were still able to complete those houses. So we did 3 houses in Faribault, really with the help of some critical go-to crew people that we have, but also with the help of AmeriCorps. So we had 5 AmeriCorps members and a returning site supervisor, a guy named Jim Frederick, came back. He had helped us about a decade ago, and he came back and helped. And that small group of AmeriCorps did an amazing job building these 3 houses. We also had some help from Cleese Construction, who framed up 1 or 2 of those houses to kind of keep the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to have some go-to crew members come in and finish at least 1 of those houses. So in that, we still were able to build 3 houses during COVID that served 25 people. So we had a couple big families in those mm-hmm. houses. So we were really excited. We know that home really mattered during COVID. And so we, like many nonprofits, we couldn't stop what we were doing, that the need was still very much there.
Yeah, boy, that's pretty impressive. Wow.
We were impressed.
Uh-huh.
We were really happy. The families, one of the pieces of Habitat is having sweat equity from families,
mm-hmm.
where families put in hours. That was a little harder to do during COVID. And so they did that in different ways, maybe writing their own Facebook posts about the process. So it was a different way to do it. But in the end, they were all very excited to be moving into a home of their own that they knew was going to be affordable
mm-hmm.
for them in the long run.
Yeah, that is such a feeling that you can't really replace.
That's right.
Jody, what is your role within Habitat?
So I am the community engagement coordinator,
mm-hmm.
and my position is to, of course, engage the community within the volunteer process. And so I bring in volunteer groups from all over the county, churches and businesses and community leaders and community members in general. So.
Now, do you find it more difficult during the pandemic when we were locked down to find some of those volunteers?
It was a little bit more difficult during the pandemic, and that was okay because we wanted to make sure that everybody stayed safe.
Yeah.
And so that's why we were able to build with just certain groups and kept them contained and be able to contact trace if we needed to. But I feel now that people are anxious and ready to get back into the community. And so we've had a really good involvement with community members and new volunteers coming to help us build.
All right. Let's move on fast forward to this year. Last year's work is pretty much done. Let's start building some houses this year. We were talking before you went on the air, some ambitious projects going on for 2021 or 22.
Yes, very ambitious. We're building in Northfield. We're building 5 units in Northfield, so we're going to partner with 5 families. We have not built in Northfield since 2016, and that's mostly because of the cost of land. Cost to keep a house affordable, it starts with the cost of the land. And so when land is too much, it's just going to make everything more unattainable for families. So we were able to attain some land where it was slated for a quad, which is a 4-plex. South of the soccer fields in town. And so we've never done that before. We had done a twin house before in Lonsdale, but we've never done a quad before. And so this makes it more affordable for the families that are going to be in it. It's a little cheaper to build adjoining units. It's not that much cheaper. And so we're excited to get going on this quad. Cleese Construction has helped us frame that up. And this weekend, we've got ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, congregations coming to help on site putting in insulation. After insulation with four units, it's going to be drywall, drywall, and drywall. So if you're interested in learning how to install drywall, you can connect with Jody. So we've got that quad happening on the south end of town. And then we were able to attain a lot over by St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And that's a single family home that we're building with. And that's all volunteers. So if folks are interested in coming out to that, Jody can tell us more about that.
All right. When are you going to be breaking ground on those new houses?
We've already started
those
homes. And so the quad, again, was started with Cleese Construction. They've really been beneficial in helping us get started with such a large project as that. And then the single family home over at Archibald is, again, what Dana said, being built with volunteers. So
those volunteers, it's wonderful to have them, as you know.
Absolutely.
But there's other things involved with building a house, and they're a lot more expensive now than they used to be, and that is building materials, both the building materials and also the schedule, having the building materials delivered to you so those volunteers can work. Have there been issues with that? I'm sure it's a little more challenging.
Yeah, it's certainly more expensive. We were slated to do this quad in 2020, and we had bids for the most expensive pieces, which is the lumber package. It went up. We canceled that quad in 2020 because of COVID, obviously. Mm-hmm. We got a new bid for that quad in 2021, and it was up about 30%, the cost of that. The delay in materials is a little bit of a problem. You just got to think ahead. We're lucky in that we've got now a full-time construction coordinator, Greg, and he has come to really keep an eye on that schedule so he can constantly be checking on materials. We're also, though, really indebted to some other subcontractors that we have. Mm-hmm. IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, is a union. They come out and they do all of the electrical work. They donate all of their time. And so that's a fascinating day to be there because there's maybe 40 people on site getting the house electrified, as we say. Welch Plumbing and Better Air, they've been really great. It's very important to have your subs play well together. And so we've got some really great local subs that have been able to do that.
All right. Boy, there's those trades. They've got to get in there all at certain times and such, and the timing's got to be right for them. It's good to see them all come together. And
I think people really are eager to contribute. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're really eager to do that.
Once again, we're talking with Dana Norvald and also Jody Beach. They are with Habitat for Humanity. There's a couple of projects that they will be building this year here in Northfield, and the construction is underway. What about like funding sources for you during the pandemic the last couple of years, whether it be sponsorship, whether it be grants, has that gone? It sounds like you've got money to build some houses.
We do have money to build houses. I would say during the pandemic, I'm really grateful that people really recognized how the value of home. And so we saw some nice contributions during the pandemic. We hope that continues, that people need homes all the time. The one thing that we have really tried to stress in our community about Habitat for Humanity is the home ownership piece. People are going to see all around Northfield, Faribault, in Rice County, there's lots of construction or wanted construction for apartment buildings. We need that. We need more apartment buildings. We need more housing. What Habitat for Humanity does, though, is we provide affordable home ownership. It's that home ownership piece that can really change the trajectory of the lives of people who are living in poverty. Study after study shows that home ownership increases graduation rates, decreases delinquency and truancy. Kids do better when they are living in homes that their parents own. There's study after study comparing children of homeowners versus children of renters. And so oftentimes, too, we find that our mortgage payment, the way that we can structure a mortgage payment, will be cheaper than a rent payment. Fair market rent for a three-bedroom, if you could find a three-bedroom mm-hmm. in Northfield, is $1,200. And so that means that your income would have to be probably about over $50,000 to afford that. We've got 27% of households in Northfield with household incomes less than $35,000 a year. So we really need to create housing opportunities that are less than $1,000 a month for it to be affordable. Mm-hmm. So we've had some great support. We hope that support from the community continues. We also got a significant grant from Thrivent Financial of $115,000 to support that faith build. St. John's Lutheran, what really kind of prompted the faith build is St. John's Lutheran, as they were celebrating their sesquicentennial pre-COVID, raised money, and they gave us $40,000 of that money, really recognizing the value of home ownership. And then Catholic daughters from around the state are coming in with $20,000. So that might sound like, geez, what do you need our support for if you're getting all this money? And it's what you alluded to. The cost of construction is rising. Each of those quads, even though it might be a little bit less expensive, will be about $220,000, just cash cost to build each of those quads. There's no way that family that we're putting in there is going to afford a mortgage of $220,000. So we really do need people to contribute with their resources, but also volunteers. That more volunteers that come on site just means less people we have to pay to come and do things.
All right. And Jody, maybe you can tell us how to volunteer. What do you need? And how would people go about doing that?
Great. You can volunteer right on our website, which is habitatricecounty.org. And you're going to click on either the volunteer tab, or there's a button along the side that says on-site volunteers. We are looking for volunteers to help with construction. You do not need to have any skills to help us with construction. That's the beauty of Habitat. We have skilled site leaders there that will guide you through the process. And we're also looking for help to feed those volunteers. So if you love to cook or bake, then you can sign up to help feed the lunch and bring it onto the site. And that's a great way to help support the volunteers' effort there. And we're also looking for volunteers who would like to be a site host. And a site host is just exactly what it sounds like. They host the day. They welcome the volunteers. They make sure everyone's having a good day, keeping hydrated, helping with the lunch, and then maybe taking a few pictures of everybody having a good time. So we would love to have everybody come and help us and contribute to the housing need and shortage that we have going on here in Northfield.
Boy, that is a lot of ways you can help. A lot of different ways that you can help. Ladies, is there anything else about Habitat or the upcoming projects you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Well, if anybody's interested or has questions about how Habitat works, please give us a call or go to our website. We'll talk about Habitat all day long if you have us. And so if you'd like a group that you're involved with to learn more about Habitat, we'd love to come and participate and teach people about what we do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck to you and continued success with your efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dana Norvald and Jody Beach from Habitat for Humanity.